learn with some of the Talmidim who weren't able to come back this man. We're in the May of Elul, days of Elul, and we say L'dovet Hashem Ori. And the words of L'dovet Hashem Ori are quite powerful. We begin David HaMelech describing him, Tokum alai milchama, if there's going to be a milchama, and it's clear that this milchama is not only a physical war, but it's also a spiritual war. Bezos ani vateach. With this, I am confident. What's this? Acha sho'alti me'es Hashem osa avak he'shifti ve'es Hashem kol yimei chayayim. I'm confident because I am going to be in the house of Hashem, that I have one sheila, one thing that I ask for, and that is to sit in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabosai, we did Averos this year. Ein tzadik baretz asher lo yechta. So that's it. Bezos ani boteach. I'm confident because I'm in the Beis Medrash. Because I have one bakasha, I have one desire, and that I'm confident about. What exactly does that mean? So Talmidim have in front of them one of the most powerful and beautiful expressions of tshuva that's from the great Baal HaTanya's Chusa Yogin Aleinu in the Igeres HaTshuva. And I'm not going to read inside because the moment we go after 10 minutes is the moment people stop watching. So what the Baal HaTanya describes is something that's called tshuva tata and a tshuva ilah. And the tshuva tata that the Rebbe describes has two parts to it when it comes to tshuva tata. He says, first of all, a person needs to be ma'orer rachamim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how far and how low our neshama has fallen. And number two, he says, is for a person to realize that not only has our neshama fallen, but in the process we've become balei gaiva, and to slowly begin to go through a process in which we begin to be mesaken, fix our meisim. That the Rebbe calls tshuva tata. Then the Rebbe speaks about a tshuva ilah. A tshuva ilah, the Rebbe describes, is the moment in which a person becomes davek, this is in Perek Yud, a person becomes davek to Kudsha Brichu through his Torah Gemilas Chasadim. Rabosai, why is one referred to as Tata, lower, and the other referred to as Ila'a? If you had asked me, I would have described it in the opposite way. What the Rebbe describes in the tshuva tata'a is somebody who works on himself, grinds himself through a grinder, refines himself, reconstitutes himself, and then he's a new person, he's a Beri Chadasha. The other person that the Rebbe describes the tshuva ilah, by the way, the Tanya is so deep, there are many meanings behind what the Tanya describes as ilah over here, ayin sham, you could look in the words, is someone who starts to do mitzvahs, okay, becomes a better person. Tata means lower, ilah means higher. Why does the Baal HaTanya describe it in such a way? Rabosai, to understand both of these questions, we need to go back to one of my favorite jokes. And that is, I think some of the Talmidim, some of the second year guys have heard this already from me before. I apologize for the repeat, but I love it. And that's the fellow who bought a parrot, from a sailor, and the parrot was cursing. This guy's living in suburbia, and He takes the parrot, and he could talk to the parrot because the parrot is a speaker himself, but he's using four-letter words. So he says to him, "Stop cursing." Parrot doesn't listen; keeps on cursing. So he takes the parrot and he puts him in the freezer, leaves him in the freezer for 10 seconds. Takes the parrot out, and he says, you're going to curse again, I'm going to put you in for 15 seconds. He says, I promise I'm never going to curse again, but just tell me, what did the chicken do? Rabosai, is that parrot a Baal Tshuva? Has that parrot done Tshuva? The answer is yes, but says the Me'iri, it's a signon ra ma'ot. Says the Me'iri, a person could regret certain averos because he's scared about coming in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He regrets them, but at the end of the day, he comes back to the exact same place. Why is the parrot going to come back to the exact same place? Because it's based on an exterior fear. And deep in our neshama, we do things that we really want, and we don't do things that we don't want. And as much as we create these exterior fears and these boundaries, at the end of the day, the tshuva is accepted, writes the Me'iri on page 51 in the Chibur HaTshuva in the new edition. But at the end of the day, that tshuva is signon ra ma'od because the style, writes the Me'iri, is off. He's going to come back to the same averas. More than that. Here I want to get psychological. There's an amazing new book. The Talmidim know that I love to recommend books. Unfortunately, this is not going to get that far in America because it's still in Hebrew. But this has become, from what I understand, a tremendous bestseller here in Eretz Yisrael. It's Sichos of Reb Shlomo Hoffman. They're selling it. Someone claimed that it's sold more copies than any other sefer in the last quite a few years. And Reb Hoffman was someone who had tremendous insight in psychology, was a yeshiva bacher from Chevron, right here, before Chevron was here. It was in Geula. He was a Talmud of Reb Isaac Sher. And he talks about that there are times that tshuva actually brings a person back to the exact same place of his avera and just puts him, use the word grinder again, in a worse place. He grinds himself to the point that he comes back to the same avera even in a worse spot. Listen to Rav Hoffman's words. There's a lot of Hoffman in this book. Hargoshas ha-pachan me'achet mushreshes pa'ofen tivi eitzel kol echa mibnei adam bebriya. The feeling of sin is something, Rav Hoffman argues, that everybody could relate to. I would even use the word anxiety of sin. Even individuals who are not familiar with Judaism, they feel bad with about themselves. Harbe pa'amim bachurim choshvim, and here comes the massive mistake. A lot of times, Bachurim feel that the way in which to fix this chait is to force themselves to fast. They learn Sifrei Musar about the dangers of chait. Velo samim lev shasigufim ha'elu. Rav Hoffman points out that if you don't deal with the chait the right way and you simply try to repair it, notice the word repair, like putting the parrot in the freezer, then ultimately you just think about the chait more, and that brings to the chait again and again and again. So, paradoxically, the redifas hatshuva becomes redifa sachet. This is a very big yisod in Navardik. Navardik emphasizes that a lot of times when a person thinks that he's being misaken, he could end up, chas v'chalila, being mekalka more. Let's go back to the Balatanya. Says the Balatanya, a tshuva tata is for a person to attempt to put themselves through the ringer. And the Balatanya says that without a person going through that process when there is the time of Shchinta Begalusa, it could very well be that until he reorients himself, he's not going to be able to reach a true Madreg of Tshuva. But Tshuva's Tata'a, particularly says the Balatanya in regards to the Yom of Kedusha, doesn't work. There is the Tshuvas Ilah. What's this Tshuvas Ilah? Rabosai, we could feel guilty. We could want to change ourselves. But how do we know that ultimately we're not going to come back to the Signon Ra Ma'od? The answer is L'dovid Hashem Ori Acha Sha'alti Me'es Hashem Oysa Avakesh. It's not simply not wanting to sin. It's not about not wanting to be zapped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about having this Hargosha Sachet that I feel yuki because of the chait of Ikedusha, of Lashon Hara, and so on. It's a desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ilo'a. Talmidim have heard me say often that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, you have two people at a hotel. Each one of them is getting the exact same service. We're talking about a real fancy five-star hotel. $1,000 a night. Beautiful, sweet, fantastic food. One person isn't paying a penny, the other is paying $1,000 a night, next door to each other. What's the difference between the two? Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, one of them works for the hotel, he's the hotel's accountant, and the other one is a customer. Rabosai, Acha sho'alti me'es Hashem osa avak he'shifti beveis Hashem, is a tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be with you. I'm searching for Panecha because I want to be entirely suffused with you. I want to work for your team. No longer are the pratim of the chait, which are so perilous for a person to fall into, no longer are the pratim of the chait the focus, but it's this broader desire, Acha sho'alti me'es Hashem. Elul is a time of tshuva, but what's the name of Elul? The name of Elul is Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li. It's an aspiration for a person to come closer to Kudsha Baruch Hu. That's tshuva ilah. That's why it's a higher madrega. You could argue that tshuva tata, a person is making a cheshbin of every single aveira. No, al pi kabbalah. There are certain averos that are beyond a cheshbin of tikkun, writes the Baal HaTanya. But the one tikkun is Acha sho'alti me'es Hashem osa avakesh tshuva ilah, where a person reaches the madrega yishkeni b'neshikas picha, where a person has this aspiration to become one with Kudsha Baruch Hu. Desire godliness. That's the first step in Elul. Our first shmuz in Elul is for you to ask yourself which person you are in that hotel. Are you someone who wants to enjoy the life of an Orthodox Jew and all the benefits of it? That the odds are that your daughter won't become pregnant at age 13 or 14? A true Orthodox lifestyle? That your 19-year-old son won't be indulging in drugs? Is that why you want Orthodoxy? Or Shabbos feels nice? Or at the end of the day, you want to be one with all of the ruchnias that Torah represents? That's the difference between tshuva tata from one perspective and tshuva ilah. Kosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to live ani l'dodi v'dodi li. We'll go on in future months, the future weeks, Be'ezer Hashem, discussing how do we go about dealing with certain chatoim. But the first step is for a person to really, really decide that I want ani l'dodi v'dodi li. And then Be'ezer Hashem will be zocha to a tshuva ilah. The Baal HaTanya says we have to go through also the process of tshuva tata. We have to do that. You can't entirely skip steps. But realize that if you're only stuck in Tshuvas Tata, then the odds are that you'll fall into the trap of the Me'iri of Signon Ra Ma'od. May we be Zocha, Be'ezer Hashem, to all be Zocha to play for the real team, and with that be able to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.